But let us recompose ourselves. And sound one ohm. Thank you for being here. And it's kind of a segue from our last presentation, which ended about a half hour ago. So, we have the issue before us of disenfranchisement. Now, what does that mean? Disenfranchisement. It means that legitimate voters are denied their vote for selfish and political reasons. I may have mentioned this earlier to some groups. It happened today or just yesterday. It happened in Michigan. Okay. And I'll bring you in as you come in. You know, if you're a little bit late here, I'm getting you in. Okay. It was decided by the one of the officials for Michigan that the suburbs would be confirmed. I'll just call it confirmed. Their votes would be confirmed. But the great metropolis of Detroit, with so many people of color, would not be confirmed. And that would switch the whole state around, and that would be election theft. Now, this is the kind of thing we have to look out for. There was such a hue and a cry that came up about disenfranchisement that the people who were going to perpetrate this on the state of Michigan relented at the last minute, and the state was saved for the direction in which the votes indicated, including the state, the city of Detroit. So they were going to eliminate the inner city. The people of color would not have had their vote. They would have been disenfranchised. And apparently, the election officials thought that was just fine until they were countered by a great protest. This is the kind of thing we're working on right now when we continue to preserve the esoteric approach to bringing the divine plan into existence, into manifestation. Now you can realize what a serious breach of the law that would have been. And how, if it worked in one state, it would be attempted wherever there were large democratic majorities in the larger cities, which are contested among the contested states. It would have been, Phoenix would have been involved eventually. Atlanta in Georgia would have been involved. Las Vegas in Nevada would have been involved. If it worked once, it could be attempted again. And so it was important that it be refuted. It was definitely a disenfranchisement against the law. Now, but we must, being students of esotericism, we must be ourselves vigilant. Again, I apologize for the kind of a transitional thing which put me in charge of this particular meditation. If anybody listens to that, well, anyway, here you are, and I'm glad to see you. There's some over 50 of us, and I'm glad to see that we're at work together. These are the two contestants, the red and the blue. And it's just so entirely graphic that the second race soul of the United States is represented by the blue. And the Martian sixth ray personality, not even the Neptunian sixth ray personality, is represented by the red. So this must be resolved no later than, well, it must be resolved by December 14th, a day on which there is an eclipse on the moon of the representative of the red. That, I think, for the blues will be a positive indication, and all of the many illegal shenanigans will be over. And that will lead us onward to the inauguration and into four very difficult years as we prepare for the great conclave. It will be difficult, but people like ourselves will have to stay at work. So we see this symbol here, and we imagine that the real Christ, the head of the spiritual hierarchy, will be present in humanity through those people who can receive him and spread his influence. Let us hope that we are numbered among them. This all-pervading Christ energy, the mind as it is in Christ, is what is needed now. Tens of thousands more people will probably die because of the politicization, the rendering political of the whole COVID-19 plague, and the refusal of the present occupant of the White House to think of anything but the preservation of his own power, the power of a lower dictatorial ego. Instead, we need, and we call for, together, the presence of the Christ. Throughout the United States and throughout the soul of humanity, so that the personality of humanity can act correctly. every nation has a solar angel, a great national deva, guarding the emergence of the soul process. And we open ourselves to the influence of the solar angel of the United States, helping to bring in the second ray soul. Which must, via the heart, via Jupiter, via the indigo blue, which must at length prevail. So we call for that solar angel to be received. And that will affect, if rightly done, the movement towards democracy in all nations. All of this is part of the looming, all of this is part of the looming initiation of humanity, which this mountain top represents in this beautiful image. It's part of the, we're going through a period of preparation. And when we think about the first initiation, which will have been taken when the Christ reappears, that's the signal that the first initiation of humanity has been taken. We think about the great struggles of Pluto and Vulcan as they are applied to humanity and to this battle, the great struggles that will precede the taking of this first initiation. And even now, before the conclave, we get a little taste of the struggles, and they are momentous, actually. We realize that the experiment with an ever truer democracy is under the guidance of the Master Rakuzi, the former Comte de Saint-Germain, we see two images here, on the left the Count and the on the right what looks perhaps like a more recent image of the Mahachohan. But it's still an experiment and it might not work. And so we give ourselves to assist the Mahachohan, who is the regent of the United States and also the regent of Great Britain. And in a way, the regent of all of Europe, with the European Union, the so-called United States of Europe. We think about, for a moment, the importance of these groupings as they move ideally towards greater harmony rather than division and friction. Because these are two of the groupings, and then along with Russia and the Russian Federation, which hold the destiny of humanity in their hands. And so we must strengthen them, as we do attempt to do in the work of the Esoteric United Nations. There's one day a week given to strengthening these groupings of destiny. USA, Great Britain, Russian Federation, five is the number. We live in this fifth root race, and five are the planetary centers. Maybe when the sixth root race takes over, the sixth center will be added. Maybe it will be Rio, or, you know, someplace in Brazil. We'll see. And eventually there will be a seventh root race, but for now we have a five-pointed star. So think of humanity now as governed by these planetary inlets, and especially at the moment by New York, London, and Geneva. And later, Darjeeling coming and Tokyo coming into its rightful development. And you are living your life under the influence of one of these planetary centers. When we think of the drama going on in the United States, we think especially of New York, a sixth ray idealistic planetary center. The city itself comes under the second ray soul and third ray personality, but represents the throat center when it comes to the chakras of the United States, a great communications and financial center. It's the throat chakra, whose color is silvery blue, as in the human throat chakra. Los Angeles, the heart center of the United States. Associated with the blue, of course, but the golden color of the heart center. And then Washington, D.C., at least temporarily, the head center. The first ray associated with the red, but later with the entire crown chakra and all of its multitude of colors. These three centers, we see them as coordinated. Representing humanity, New York, the hierarchy, Los Angeles and Shambhala, at least temporarily before the center of government moves to New York, as we are told, but Washington for the moment. And all of them served the blue in this election. And the coordination between them will be necessary to bring some kind of healing back to the divided United States, which is experiencing a kind of psychological civil war some 150, 60 years after the war was fought on the physical plane. The great motto, we ponder, what does it mean to us? I light the way. What shall that way be? Spiritual? Psychological? An example of the true melting pot of brotherhood, sisterhood, the harmony of human beings, now so difficult to see. I light the way. And of course, the great Statue of Liberty, signifying one of the lords of liberation, liberty, is found in the planetary center, serving the USA, New York. So we interpret on different levels. I light the way, the great sixth ray center, the word of power of the sixth ray, the highest light controls. And this is what the USA must become and set an example so that other democratic movements and inclinations may flourish. And that's where we come in our esoteric approach, our meditative visualizing approach to right human relations, right national conditions, right political conditions, spiritual religious conditions. We have to see all this emerging. And there is a great example. The Christ above Rio as if protecting a future planetary center as if telling us what the true ray really is. Brazil has the fourth ray. Soul. But is Rio the heart center? In any case, everything we do is in the service of the Lord Maitreya, and to him we commit ourselves and to his hierarchy. We individually and in our groups commit to him with these words, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. And we get the feeling that everything we're doing here is all part of that vast, demanding process we call the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. And here is the turning of the wheel mudra, which we can now hold. And we look forward to the wheel turning in the direction of the union of Shambhala, hierarchy and humanity. And as preparation for that, the establishment of right human relations. The wheel is spinning, the wheel is ascending. And the human soul is making progress in emerging. within the United States, three branches of government must be in balance. The triangle is the symbol of balance. The executive branch, White House, Ray 1, executive. The legislative bodies, Ray 2, the Capitol. The upper chamber of the Senate and then the House of Representatives. And then the Supreme Court, where legality, the judicial branch, reasons together about whether a proposal is legal when the contests come before it. First, second, and third ray. With much seventh ray, of course, in the Supreme Court as well. And in the blue, which represents the soul of the United States, we have the need for balance between the three branches of government, each one of which is, or should be, independent and not subject to the other branch, especially to the executive branch, by dictatorial tendencies. Otherwise, the democracy is destroyed. So let's spend some moments visualizing these three centers of the governmental structure in balance with each other. Above all this is the Constitution of the United States, and that is the arbiter. We cannot have branches of government that work against the Constitution, but rather they must uphold the Constitution. And so much of the difficulty today that is dividing the government according to selfish and egotistical tendencies has to do with a disrespect for the Constitution. But under the indigo of the sole ray of the United States, all branches of government, of this government, will respect the Constitution and adhere to it as best the human mind and heart can. It will be the priority, even if presently under selfish egotism, it is not the priority. And to bring about a harmonization, a calming of the frictional combative energies, a soothing of the nervous system of the country, we visualize the color rose in the midst, affecting all the branches of government. DK gives us a sequence, how the six-ray red becomes rose, and even lighter rose, which helps to settle the astral condition of the nation right now, so prone to a number of glamours of combative idealism, manipulation, all kinds of veils upon the truth. We need the quieting of the astral body of the nation. And in the midst of all this, the rider on the white horse, the great Lord, is through the power of love and wisdom the ruler. So let us see, visualize the true Christ in the center of this balancing process between the three branches of government, which will restore healing to the nation and to all nations where the question of democracy versus selfishness and dictatorship is an important issue. And ideally, when these three branches are in balance with each other and not riven by frictions caused by selfishness, The United States, now so adolescent in many ways, will be able to play its role in the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ, and truly light the way. And our vigilance is part of this. For some days to come, as we know, the forces of obstruction continue to work. And so we say together, great invocation number 2. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these 3. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. And as these 3 branches of government and the people they represent are under attack at this time, we think about that archetype of defense, Saint Michael, who in one way is the power of Leo and the sun, and in another way, the guarding influence of the law of Saturn. Adherence to the law, foremostly at this time, we'll imagine the great planet Saturn reinforced by the sun in the very center of the United States, radiating in all directions and upholding the law in the 3 houses which house the 3 branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. And may the law prevail. And in our own little way, we are also, for the next 2 months, guardians of the law. Focusing on those places, those instances where the power of law is in danger of infringement. And thus we continue our vigil. DK has given the sevenfold wheel of divine love as a method of protection. He gave this instead of building the so-called theosophical shell for protection. This was a radiant, seven ray centered method of protection as the rays go forth from the center. He placed the individual at the center with the seven rays radiating, and now we have them turning in every direction. Even as a wheel turning upon itself. All colors under the first ray red. All colors under the orange of the fifth ray. And also it is a first ray color. All colors under the fourth ray yellow. Under the third ray green, under the blue of the sixth ray, and the indigo of the second ray, and the violet of the seventh ray. The sevenfold wheel of divine love radiates to all corners of the nation and out into the world, strengthening the angel of the presence of humanity and overcoming the dweller on the threshold. So that the first step, liberty, may come. The first of the Lords of Liberation. And liberty means freeing the will of the people. Freeing the will of the voters, wherever they may be located, in this country or in others. Avoiding all attempts at egotistical disenfranchisement. This is what we work for. Here's the old flag, the 48 states, and now there are 50 and maybe more to come. And the true Christ as head of the hierarchy, stands in the midst of it all and influences through his indigo ray the alignment of our planet with the solar logos, an important goal for the future. And so may it be. We continue our work and we thank you for your presence. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. A great initiate, probably on the sixth ray, Saint Francis. Tomorrow we continue. Reappearance of the Christ in the morning. And onward with the usual ask programs over the next several days. We thank you for your participation, and if we can, we will eliminate some of the housekeeping things that went on before we could really get started. We'll do our best to do that. You can let your friends know. They can participate in this vigil, which is really a worldwide vigil. It may center in the United States at this time, but really it has global implications for the emergence and the victory of humanity's angel of the presence, carrying the note of democracy versus the various selfish activities of the personality when not influenced by the soul. So, lots of love and many blessings from all of us on the communications team, communications group, and we'll be seeing you before long. As you will and as you can. Bye for now.